Yeah. 10 days before, when I born, 10 days before, they used to use kayak. They drive them with a kayak and put them in shallow water and spear them. That's the way they, years ago, that's what they get, the beluga, them people. And then later on, they got motor and boats, they chase them with a motor, start to get them with a motor. Then, in both motors that time, small one, four horsepower engine. I had 4 horsepower in my boat, then we chase them and then we get lots of beluga that time. Mm-hmm. And then later on, they start to get these even root. And now, even now today, they chase them with the even root. They get lots of beluga from cuts of root too. They come. They got that kind of motor, mm-hmm. outboard motor, yeah. Mm-hmm. They get lots. But now later on, damn place, we used to get plenty. Plenty of elephant, beluga come in plenty. Now, later on, too many boat, they didn't come in much now. Mm-hmm. We only get two last summer, us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't come in much like before. Now we're driving, they know, they go out. Yeah, that's the way they do. They didn't get many later on now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just get few mm-hmm. beluga now.
How many, back then when there was no outboard, how many do you think they got?
Eh?
How many did they get when there was no outboard back then?
Oh, we got plenty. We got 8, 10, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you were growing up...
Yeah.
When you were growing up, when your father was hunting, did he use gun or...
Spear. With a kayak. Them days.
Mm-hmm.
They spear them, no, shoot them. Later on, they got gun and shoot them from the boat. That's the way they get locked mm-hmm. later on. Mm-hmm. But them days, they didn't get money. They just spear them, you know. Maybe they get one or two each. Some of them get nothing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They drive them with a kayak, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Chase them to shallow water. They didn't get much them days with a kayak. There's enough to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, when they got more, they get plenty. Yeah.
Did you do a lot of traveling around?
Eh?
Did you do lots of traveling around in your lifetime?
Oh, yes. I've been traveling around all over. I've been outside 2 times.
Mm-hmm.
2 times I've been outside. I go over there, people, I work for them, they in mining over there, no matter site, they take me outside, and I work out there too, logs, they selling logs to town, and I work for them, my boss. I go 2 times out there. They sent for me 1 time, I go all alone out there, but before them finish take me out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about around here? How about around the country around here?
Eh?
You travel around a lot?
Yeah, I travel around a lot. I travel all over Kachemu and Kovac, Sivik, all over up there. This was the first time I go sing that, though.
Mm-hmm.
First time I go sing that. I go over there, Kuyuk, and Unalakleet, and Nome, and Around Utella too.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Utella too mm-hmm. one time when they have mining up there, Lost River.
Did you work there?
I worked there too.
Mm-hmm.
I worked there too when they worked in Lost River years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we come by from up there, some those things bring us to where you are, Utella. From Utella, we take the airplane to home.
You went to Teller by dog team?
Eh?
You went to Teller by dog team?
No, airplane.
Airplane.
Yeah.
You went to Nome by dog team?
Eh?
You went down there by dog team?
No.
Oh.
Airplane.
Oh, airplane.
Yeah. I go home in the airplane, go to work, and come home with an airplane too. But from up there, North River, Doug team taking us to where you play, Keller.
Oh, from that
from that mining. And then from there we fly to Nome.
What year was this?
Oh, that's, I don't know, I didn't remember that 50s. Quite a long ago.
1950s?
Something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did they, who did you work for, Lohmann's?
Eh?
Which company did you work for?
In Nome?
At Lost River.
Oh, I don't know what.
You forget?
I forget, yeah.
What else did you do back then when you...
Eh?
What else did you do?
Oh, I work everything in there.
Mm-hmm.
I work everything in there, Lost River.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You ever do any reindeer herding?
Yeah, I've been reindeer herding for years. I've been reindeer herding in Buckland. I've been reindeer herding in Kotchabu. They had 20,000 reindeer years ago. Now, they get not much anymore now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 20 reindeer years ago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We shall meet everything all over. Shall I meet the Dime Creek, shall I meet the Candle, lots of reindeer them days. But now, not much.
How old were you when you started reindeer herding?
Eh?
How old were you when you started reindeer herding?
Oh, maybe about 35.
Mm-hmm.
35.
Mm-hmm. You walk around all around the country?
Yeah, right? I walk around. You see all of them hills up there? I've been walking around, and then, of course, there. I've been walking around all the time that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but when the time we take dog team. When the time we take dog team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Back then you traveled around dog team all the time, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many dogs did you have?
Oh, 6, 7.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I feel them good. They pull pretty heavy load.
Mm-hmm.
They're strong, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I keep them good shape, them dogs.
You listen to the old folks tell you stories long time ago?
Eh?
You listen to old folks tell you stories long time ago?
Yeah.
Do you remember who told you stories?
Eh?
Do you remember who told you stories?
Oh, that Ralph from Cape Fitzgerald, they come around here. He always tells stories to all them villages over here.
Mm-hmm.
He come from Wales. Thomas can you bring them he's bring their hood around here. Ned Kubrick and then Ralph and then Evans. But they all die now.
What was Ralph's last name?
Eh?
What was his last name?
Ralph?
Yeah, Ralph.
I didn't remember. I know just Ralph. That's
he was from Cape Espenberg?
From Shishmer.
Oh, from Shishmer.
From Wales.
Oh, from Wales.
Yeah. From Wales.
Mm-hmm.
They come from Wales then, fellas. That's Thomas O'Kenya. He bring reindeer around here. And they grow around here. Them reindeer grow around here. They even sell reindeer to Eskimo. We buy some too. Mm-hmm. I buy some too. My daddy, he buys 3 reindeer. And I use them all. They grow up. And I grow up. I get lots of reindeer. I sell me too. And use it for... buy a food quite good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did Tommy Sukuna tell you stories also?
Eh?
Tommy Sukuna tell you stories too?
No.
Just Ralph.
No,
huh?
Just Ralph.
You know anybody else that told you
stories? No, nobody else. Just Ralph. He's got stories all the time.
Do you remember some of those stories he told you?
Oh, not much. Not much. I kind of forget too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell me one?
No.
How about in Inupiaq? Can you tell a story in Inupiaq?
Well, I don't know. I didn't remember much of them stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You ever travel down south to those other villages like Koyuk? You ever been to Koyuk or Elam?
Yeah, I've been to Koyuk, Elam, and I've been over there even last week. I walked from Koyuk on the side named Lost River. There's a mine in there too. So I worked there too.
Mm-hmm. How many years you work at Lost River?
Oh, 2-3 years. They had mining, and they got drinks. They got little drinks, and I worked there.
Mm-hmm.
I always worked in the drinks, you know.
Mm-hmm. What did you do on the dredge?
Well, I oiled.
You're an oiler, huh?
Oiler, yeah. I'm oiler all over, even in Canada there and Nome, too.
Mm-hmm.
I oiled oiler, yeah.
Mm-hmm. During the winter time, you do any camping, winter time?
Yeah, I camping. We go up the river, hunt some foxes and something like that, up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get some caribou once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Was there people living here in Buckland a long time ago?
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. Lots of people live in Buckland.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, they can grow, you know. Mm-hmm. Now they're big right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's some houses up there. You see some houses up there now, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you live anyplace else besides Buckland?
Eh?
You live anyplace else besides Buckland?
Well, that time when I was a boy, I lived in Canada.
Oh. And then you moved to Buckland?
Yeah, I moved to Buckland.
Mm-hmm.
From there on, I said Buckland all the time.
You ever travel up with Don Team up around Kobuk area, Kobuk River area?
Yeah.
Or towards?
Yeah. I go with Don Team. No airplane much that time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now later on, when the airplane come, we go, when you got a little money to go, we take airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You ever been to up toward Kivalina or Point Hope by Dog Team?
Point Hope? Mm-hmm. No, I never been Point Hope. Mm-hmm. I don't know Point Hope, I never been. I just go to Forest, I go North Tack. I go Forest North Tack. That's far as I go to North Tack.
By Dog Team?
By Dog Team. And sometimes with the airplane too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did you do in Nome?
Eh?
When you went to Nome, what did you do in Nome?
Well, I worked on them bridges. And then when the time, we drill, so they can find our money down there. When the time we drill, they got to drill, and we work with the time and drill. Summertime, then we're mining with the dredge. Yeah.
Gold dredge.
Yeah. Lots of people, that land when we were drill, they used to point, make them tall, that ground.
Mm-hmm.
That ground, so that dredge can dig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You work as an oiler on that dredge?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of trading? Do you remember when you were a little boy? Was there a lot of trading around here?
Yeah.
Did your dad?
Oh, yeah.
Your dad do any trading around here?
Yeah.
How about around Koyuk?
Eh?
How about around Teller area?
Where?
Koyuk. Your father done any trading down there?
No.
How about Kotzebue?
No, he's just around here, Canada and around here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all.
Mm-hmm. They traded furs and all that for grub, huh?
Yeah. My daddy used to trapping and them days, early days, they sell a fox and buy grub for fox, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They got no this money coming like us now.
Mm-hmm.
Them days, no money. They have to get fox and buy grub. Anything they get, ladies make muckluck, give it to their husband, tell them to Candle and Tomic and everything like that. And when they get ducks and goose, they sell them, they buy grub with white man grub. Now, today, everybody got money from government, even though I get money, but I never get old pension. I get Social Security and bonus. Mm-hmm. And right now, I get about $416 from Social Security and then bonus $250 mm-hmm. right now.
Mm-hmm.
I get money that much every month now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All of them brown haircuts too, yeah.
What kind of changes have you seen in your lifetime?
Eh?
What kind of changes? What kind of changes have you seen in your lifetime?
What?
Changes. You know, different things, new things. What kind of changes did you see in your life? When you were growing up, did you have a wood stove or oil stove?
We have wood stove. We have wood stove some days.
What kind of house you live in?
Oh, we in Canada we use put lumber, my dad make lumber, and then we use wood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then when we get around here, later on we have that kind of shot house like mm-hmm. this, right here, like that one out there. But later on, my boy built this. He loved that. We have this. People around here got housing now. For God's sake, they make housing around
so
here.
So you lived in a sod house when you were growing up, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you use for light? What you use for light nighttime?
We use coal oil light and gas light too.
Coal oil light.
Oil light and gas light
mm-hmm.
later on. But later on now they got electric.
Did you have outboard when you were growing up? Did you have outboard motor when you were growing up?
No. We just later on I did inboard. Horsepower.
What did you guys have to do?
Then, later on, I could, even do.
What did you have to do when there was no outboard?
Oh, we row and sail. We used sail and row.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, them days. Them days they could, my daddy used to have a, skin boat.
Mm-hmm.
They could, skin from over there, Dimitri, that fella sell, that kind of boat skin and by they went out, they put new skin on them Eskimo boat
mm-hmm.
in them days. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the way we lived years ago.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when you saw your first airplane?
Eh?
You remember when you saw the first airplane?
Yeah. I remember Sarko catch up you with the airplane.
First time?
When the airplane come first time, we see him there, and then we shoot later on, they land on here, then I go to catch up you.
Mm-hmm.
From Canada too. There were a lot of airplanes, I go to catch up you mm-hmm. them days.
Mm-hmm.
That's the airplane carrier that time too.
Mm-hmm. When did they first have electricity here in Buckland?
Oh, not very long ago now. Oh, just a few years ago, I don't know what year we had electric. Not very long ago.
So most of your life you lived where there was no electricity, huh? Or
yeah. Coal oil light and gas light.
Mm-hmm.
We use.
Mm-hmm.
Now everything electric.
Mm-hmm.
We get even electric compact.
What's the biggest change you've seen?
Eh?
What's the biggest change in your life you've seen?
Biggest change?
Uh-huh.
Oh, later on maybe 19... this is 80, maybe 60, somewhere there. Start to change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was the biggest change What was the thing that you noticed the most that changed during your lifetime?
Now, that's easy for now. Around maybe 70, I think everything changed.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm. Land claims. Can you say your mom's name?
Huh?
Can you say your mother's name again?
Kazakhia.
Uh-huh. And your father's name?
Kewa.
Okay. Now I'm talking with Bela Ballet of Buckland, Alaska. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bela, where were you born?
I was born Eskimo. Aninyak Somi, Selwick area, Mitat Kavanangani, April 27, 1920, Upinak Sagatak Minyak Sovluting Mizirak Domi, Aninyak Somi, Kavanangani, Selwick.
What was your parents' names?
Papa got Mike Kaneyaluk Burnett. Mom.
And your mother?
Emma Nasakpinyak Cleveland, her maiden name.
Mm-hmm. And your husband's name?
My husband's name is Samuel Suyuk Ballet. Before I married to him, my maiden name was Beula Kapkan Burnett.
Bernhardt?
Burnett.
Burnett.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. And how many children did you have, Beula?
I have Neva Okoksaruk, Evans, Mama, Chesterkak Aglu, Tokukluni Ari Achitiligu, Chester Aglu, Janet Akokral, Stephen Ayak, Trani Ari Irne Yaligum, Tigohunukasin Betty and Harvin Kilhorn, Percy Macho Tigoklu. From Irene and Eddie Kalahorn. Sully Agnes Kalhapak Tigoklu Sully Bobby and Maggie Snyder. Tapuninga Pekatunga Ahin Tapko Nivalu Evans Luches to Lutokup Luting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Ahin Tapko Tapko in your rector to work at Nick to Hooting, Tapko Tam Naglan with Agnes Nayoktigi Raya Patma Nasuli Lina Christina Miglu Colleen Miglu Paper County to pin me in Murakto with no housing.
How long did you live in Selawik?
Till 1955. Dartna inu nagaraktone selving me. I think Mongan Nutuk May 4, 1955 Buckland Flat Unua Paul Hadley Kavaman Herdani Uwani Pitman Kunilia Ho Yakitunik May 4, 1955 Tap Mutukanua Flat Nun or Laktuk Monga in Yunun Pisumakanuk Tonua Camp Kalahan Kunilahan Arkin Tatna Kunilia Hong Raks Munitarani Kayuram Paul Hadley Ventuman Sivoni 1939 to 40, summer 42, na mo naglante government hurt anyone, you see the chief hurt him on one. Kun nilja hauklu ni suli, suli sangemi Charlie Clark ni ikayok tahon ni kun nilja hani. Taat na kun nilja hani ikayoku niksao kun nilja kironi tuwa katika. Kipiplu ni unega honi. Unego tiplu ngaftuk taan.
When did you and Samuel marry?
July 27, 1938. Kachibu. 1938. To kona where we was married. Dick Martin cooked down the Indigo Green one where Outwaters now living. Taught na sunik atin richu. Tamani nyu nega do kamnuk meri tage kamnuk abstemun. Tak pag munga itna. Right hand minigli. Wangali right hand minig. Halo ko tila kunuk. Tam rumasi Mr. Westbrook merak si chinyak do. Apasruktura lakala kami siyuk uwuna. Argam nak hitting isi gun tiup tu nak agaju tiup tu nak mewi tak tu kasi piumi Whitney sakah keluar asin Clara Burnett Selvin tak kun Whitney sakah nak mewi tak tu ibu cuni ngah cuni kita nak aturan kecil nak Kita keluar tu nih, sini kat Turan kecuk, teman ni uang merit tak kamu.
When you were, did you grew up in Selawik? Did you do lots of camping there when you were growing up?
Unega guru mu bunga, mamat kuk ni nama tu bakat ini kalau nang suli, kikbalum nek mata camp, pahu tak kamu ngupin nak kri yakap tak, kikbalum nek guru. Kikwalung neka huta asing, umeglu huta, tiprani kumeglu huta, suruh tikip luit, umeyami kasi kalik lu, iput luta, Selwick River taman na, ang liang neka tu Selwick mun, Muskrat camping close up man, asi, kikwalu te yagalok apta. Suci aku roni inuit katak pora hunting after muskrat hunting tu ni sekarang hunting tak nak aku nak huta ipuk dah huta kiput dah huta naman naman nak huta anguwa huta 1, 2, 3 pampalue huta INTIO wahota Aksra che hota Akpali ro rahota ang wahota Inuwekto Ketikto ko teman naga 9 o'clock kang libu unno mi anik sitlay mi yati Anik sa ko kamitere wenay Agli katak, mama, yula ang ilyaring, nakakagang. Tusangan asin tat na ang ilyaring niya ma. Pakikakagang tat na asin ang ilakotip mo. Di man ni tat na inyubok na kapta ubogot. We have no free time in evening. Just, They raise us like that. Allah suhut the dana. Bad girl mut kun rit lewit. Bad boy mut kun rit lewit. Dana. Pirarigat.
Did you travel anywhere around the country here when you were...
Married or...
Yeah, when you were married.
Selving min... Kortli mitare uruk. Nagahun, Napmunko, the Mitang Napmata, Suli, Kavunga, Kopak Mountains, Tamonga, Yatni Camp, Pahan, Suli, Tutun Napmata, Suli, Nixixixon Nahota, Suli Camp, Pahuru, Shifis, Pamunga Suli, Ivigram, Siligor, Nixixuhuta, Akunikahuru, Grayling. Suluk bawani. Tamat kuno na unera huna travel lang tu kaya palap mo na kilan. Mo nga arin paklan mo nun namno. Selve katta ko tira kaya nga unera huna ubu na lo. Inyugay tok tuma silving mo timot mo tamani. Mo na lo inyugay sigun tak mo nga. Ubu na baksuliwa. Timot lu ni tak nu nerahon, napa ku seksit lah mata suli, napa ku tet orang ni liwit, napa ku tet iun iklit lah mata, takkan nu na napa ku tak sahun tak nu selvi waktu selvi, hari nak pak mata nerah korang mata sub mata, kain belak mata sub mata, nerah korang mata nak mudi lagi.